Rock on Radio, your rock station. Radio, your rock station. We'll be right back.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez le CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's up, listeners? We come back to the Rock and Radio Show. We're moving into the third block of today's Rock and Radio Show, packed with raw energy, dark armored fears, and fresh heavy metal spirit. We kick off with German thrasher Darkness and their single Last Round Is On Us, furious, fast, and drenched in that classic Teutonic thrash tradition. A track that feels like a shot of adrenaline straight into your veins. Thrash alemán en su máxima potencia, velocidad y agresión sin concesiones. Up next, Royal Sorrow delivers Survival Complex, heavy, modern, and cinematic. Their sound fuses melodic layers with crashing intensity, bringing a sense of struggle and catharsis. Un muro de sonido entre lo melódico y lo brutal, pura fuerza contemporánea. And to close this block, the little block, we had To New Jersey with News and their single Malibu. Groove heavy, ridge-driven metal with an edge of balance, raw aggression and catchiness. A fresh reminder that heavy metal can be both brutal and memorable. It's a heavy metal with punk hardcore. That news, I love this band. Desde Nueva Jersey, un sonido crudo y pegajoso que se quede en la memoria. Ya sabes, estás en Rock un Radio Show. Vía CFRC 101.9 FM. Un saludo para todos los amigos que nos escuchan en Latinoamérica, toda esa gente linda por ahí. Y of course, special greetings to my friends here in Kingston in Ontario, in Toronto, Toronto. You're listening to the Rock and Radio Show from Kingston, Ontario to the world. Visit us at rockandweb.com. Send your message to editor at rockandweb.com and follow us on social media. And as always, keep on rocking!
Hi guys, this is Anne from Darkness and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
Rock'em Radio. Your rock station. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mike from the band Noose, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio. Metal.
Escuchando el Rock'em Radio Show, las dos horas más potentes de la FM. Rock'em está al aire desde el 2002, llevando lo mejor del rock a tus oídos. Visítanos en www.rock'emweb.com
y únete a la revolución musical. Rock'em, keep on rock'em.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's up, listeners? We reached the final block of today's Rock'em Radio Show, and we're closing with something truly epic. From Sweden, we have Monogon, one of the most respected Viking metal bands in the world. Their song, I want to try to speak it, En Blocks Vid Nedskranz, is a powerful anthem that combines Nordic tradition with ferocious heaviness. A track that captures the spirit of battles, honor, and heritage. Metal vikingo en todo su esplendor. Directo de Suecia, y cómo me gusta. Y así como les prometimos, ahora es el momento de la entrevista exclusiva con Monogon. And now, as a promise, we bring you our exclusive interview with Monogon. I had a chance to sit down with the band and talk about their brand new album, their creativity vision, and what keeps their Viking spirit alive after so many years in the scene. Una entrevista exclusiva con la banda, con Eric, sobre su nuevo disco y el espíritu vikingo que la mantiene viva. Ya sabes que este es Rock'em Radio Show. Muchas gracias a toda la gente que tuvimos la semana pasada en Toronto, visitando en los conciertos de Bruce Dickinson, concierto de Powerwolf. ¿Qué más vimos? Caramba. Dragon Force, ¿ok? Amazing show though, last week in Toronto with Powerful, with Dragon Force and Bruce Dickinson. Amazing show. Well, guys, that's it for today's episode of Rock'em Radio Show. A huge thank you to Monogon for this exclusive conversation. And of course, to all of you for tuning in from Kingston, Ontario to the rest of the world. Gracias a todos por acompañarnos en este episodio especial lleno de nueva música y entrevistas exclusivas. Remember, you are here in the CFRC 101.9 FM from Kingston, Ontario. Visit at rockandweb.com, write us to editor at rockandweb.com and follow us on the social media. And until the next time, keep on rocking.
This is Eric from Monogon, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station. Yeah.
This is Erik from Morning Arm, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio.
Hey, Erik.
Hello.
Welcome to Rock'em.
Thanks, man.
How are you today?
I am fine. Just got home after work, but I'm good. I'm good.
Are you in Sweden right now?
Yes, I'm in Sweden.
What time is there?
It's 4 p.m.
Oh my God, here is 10 a.m.
Oh, right.
I have a pillow in my.
But where are you calling from?
Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
All right, cool.
Hell yeah. how's the weather? Everything good there?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's turning to autumn. We had a quite okay summer with nice temperatures, but okay. These last couple of days it has really dropped. So I mean, it's like 10 degrees at night. So it was pretty chilly this morning. Otherwise, it's cool.
Yeah, that's like Canadian style too.
Yeah.
Well, Erik, your new album, Esmering.
Yes.
It comes out this Friday.
Yeah, only a couple of days now.
Yes, how does it feel?
It feels really, really great, man. We have worked hard, I would say, with everything, with the songs, with the arrangements, with the recordings, and also to get it ready to this Friday, because on Friday we also open the gates to our own festival. So it's a lot going on, but it feels amazing, really, really nice.
That's exciting.
Well, yeah, it is.
Let's dive into your new music, okay?
Sure, man.
Okay. This is the Menegorm's 11th album, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the 11th full-length album. We did an EP, so it's 11th or 12th album.
11th or 12th, okay. Yeah. It's a lot. 11 or 12 is a lot of records. Yeah.
It is, it really is.
Yeah. And also your 30 anniversary, 30 years.
Hmm. Incredible. It really is amazing when you think about it. It doesn't feel like 30 years, for sure. Some days it feels like we started like a couple of months ago, but 30 years has passed, and it's quite a long time and amazing.
Yes, the life passed so fast, no?
Yeah, it sure does, really does.
Well, you said the album shows every corner of the Menegorm's spectrum. What do you mean by that?
By that, I mean, I think this album has a lot of the Menegorm stuff. It shows a lot of what we have been doing for the last 30 years. There are 7 metal songs, and the metal songs are quite diverse or varied in between. I mean, there are some black metal influences, death metal, some more straight rock and roll, I would say, metal. And we also, so the metal songs are quite varied, diverse, I would say. And also we have a couple of nice acoustic songs, which are also cool. I'm really happy with how these ones turn out. So that is what I mean with that statement. I think it shows a lot of Menegorm, because Menegorm has all, from the start, we have always had these acoustic parts. From the first demo, we have had the acoustic parts. So yeah, this album shows a lot to me.
Yes, definitely. I had a chance to listen all the album, and congratulations, it's really good.
Thanks.
Diverse and solid, like a rock.
Really? Really? Yeah. Really. Like a rock.
But my wife loves it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, nice. What is that? Menegorm. Oh, nice.
Cool, nice to hear. No? Nice.
Yes. Well, how long did the writing and recording take?
In total, I think it, let me see, well, almost 2 years, 2.5 years. I think I started to write new material for this album like in the end of 2022, maybe, and then we were pretty much done and recorded stuff last year, end of last year. So about 2 years with the composing and recording.
Okay.
It's a pretty long time, but we weren't in any hurry. So we took our time, we took our time. At first I came up with a couple of songs, I think it was like 2 or 3 songs. And then I got kind of drained for ideas. I didn't come up with anything. And that happens sometimes. So then you just have to let the time pass and suddenly new ideas come to life. So it took me a while, but yeah.
Good thing takes time.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like a good wine.
Yeah, like a good one. Yeah. You're fucking wrong.
Where did you record Esweren?
Where? We recorded in a couple of different studios. Actually, like 3, if you can call it that. Drums and rhythm guitars we recorded in Studio Underground. It's a really great studio in Västerås, a city quite near from where we live. And we have been to that studio for almost every album. And we, Pelle, the studio owner and also he produces a little bit as well. He is really great and has become a great friend of ours. He knows our sound and everything. So we recorded drums and rhythm guitars at his place. And then we have our own little studio in Marcus, guitarist, in his basement. We have our own studio. So we recorded violin, lead guitars, and the female vocals at his place. I have my own little studio, super small studio at my place. So there I recorded some mostly vocals. It's pretty cool to have your own space. And when I get the feeling, I can just go down to the basement and record some vocals. So in three different studios, you can say.
Three different studios?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You were in the studio underground with Phil Seder, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Well, we know him because he's a singer of...
Grand Design.
It's a Grand Design, yeah. Really good band. I like it. What?
Yeah, I like it. It's super, super cool.
Exactly. What did he bring to the album?
Pelle is really precise and he is a master, I think, when it comes to sound and he has also great ideas for the guitar sound or the drum. So what he brought to this album, first of all, the drum sound, together with Jakob, of course, but Pelle has had a great ideas when it comes to the sound with especially the snare. It's not that kind of thick, swampy snare, but it's heavy. So, and also we experimented a little with the guitars. I mean, nowadays a lot of metal bands and we as well record a lot of rhythm guitars. I think most bands record like four rhythm guitars, two to the left, two to the right, that create maybe more rhythm. And it sure creates a great wall of guitars, but we wanted to do something different. So we have only recorded two rhythm guitars, one left, one right. And so the sound is more open, maybe you can say, and it leaves more space for the lead melodies and for the violin and so on. And so Pelle had a lot of great ideas, and he also did the mixing. We can't say anything about that except that it's really good. I really love the mix. So Pelle did a great job on this album.
Yes, I can confirm that. I can't confirm that. How was the mastering process for Edwarder?
We contacted Sverker, Vidgren, his name is. He plays in a band called Demonical, Stockholm band. And he has his own studio, Wing Studios.
Wing Studios, right.
And he does it all, recording, mixing, mastering. But we only contacted him for the mastering, and we had never worked with him before, but we knew that he was good, so we contacted him and he was really interested, and I think the master is super. It added something great to the whole sound landscape. It brightened up the picture a bit, to the sound. So he did a great job as well.
Wow, fantastic. The cover of Edwarder is very powerful.
Yeah.
With warriors, ravens, fire. What does this artwork represent for you in the album?
I think it sums up the whole album and the lyrical content in a really good way. It's not a, a concept album, but we have a different couple of different themes in the album. First of all, one theme that is presented in a lot of songs is the pagan resistance towards the mission of Christianity that took place here in Scandinavia, and especially in the region where we live. And this pagan resistance, there are sources telling that the resistance was harder, bigger here. Mm-hmm. They really put up a fight here where we live. So, I mean, the title Ed Sudan is maybe best translated into sworn to the oath. The old beliefs, way of living, and so on. So, I think the cover art represents that this Viking horde that put up with the fight.
Okay. Oh wow. Yes, it's true. Esmeren means sworn.
Yes.
That means in Spanish juramento. So, it means some language here, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it represent for Manigrand in 2035? The sworn, the word Edsburing.
Maybe, as I said, as I said before, I mean, sworn. Back in the days, they were sworn to their old beliefs, their way of living, their faith, and maybe we can translate that into Månegarm today, 2025. I mean, we are a band that consists of, we are great, the best of friends. We have a great time, and we are kind of sworn to our music and the, our belief in making good music and still delivering. So maybe that's one way of seeing it. We're sworn to the Månegarm sound and what we're doing.
Did you make some kind of oath when Månegarm first began?
What did you say?
Did you make some kind of oath when Månegarm first began?
No, we did not. It was mainly a big interest in the Norse mythology and the Viking era, especially Jonas, the former guitarist, and Pierre, our first bass player. Pierre wrote the lyrics, and he was really, really into the Norse mythology. So was Jonas. So I mean, they had a big impact in creating Månegarm's theme or. The theme and the ideas. So, but we didn't sworn oath. We didn't. We just played rock and roll.
All right. The first single, Horde Meat Call.
Yes.
It's heavy and raw. What inspired this track?
I got this question a couple of days ago, or maybe it was just me thinking about the inspiration. Actually, I had listened quite a lot to the Swedish band Grand Magus. Grand Magus.
Okay, yeah.
Have you heard them? Yeah.
Of course.
Really solid band. We have been playing with them for a few festivals, and they actually been to Månegarm Open Air a couple of years ago. So they are I really like them. And so I listen a lot to quite a lot to Grand Magus at that period of time, and got the groove, you know. And so the song Hör mitt kall is a bit inspired by Grand Magus.
Wow.
That was actually I think it was the last song that I wrote for the album. Some songs take me, it can take weeks, maybe months if I get stuck and have no ideas. But this song, I think I wrote it for like a day or two, maybe. I just came up with this first riff. And then it's a basic song. It only contains like for maybe what is it, 2-3 riffs maybe. So it's a simple song, but simple can be good. So yeah.
Second single, IE Skogs from Farm.
Yes,
is based on a local story near your home.
Yes, it is. It is.
Can you tell us more about the legend?
Yeah, sure. It's a cool story. Jakob, our drummer who writes the lyrics, he is really great in finding these cool stories. He is a history and religion teacher at the university, so he's a man with a lot of knowledge. Anyway, this is a local story that is said to have taken place like only 20 kilometers from our home in a small village called Rånes, or actually outside, a bit outside Rånes in the woods. There was a mountain called Skurberget, Skur Mountain, to translate it. Okay. Anyway, and in that mountain around it, there was a supernatural female being, and she lured men into the woods and for mostly sexual intercourse, but finally she would kill them. She was quite grim. So there is an old local story about this female character to go by car from my house to Rånes is only like, I don't know, 20 minutes. So it's cool. It's just around the corner. Yeah. Stay inside, man.
It also features your daughter, Leah, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Again. How special was that for you, Eric?
Very, very, very special. Leah participated on the last album on the song En snara av guld, and it turned out really, really nice. So I wanted to try more stuff, of course, on this album. So when I composed this song and on the last chorus, I in my head I could almost hear her vocals, and I needed to try it out, and I asked her, and she was like, yeah, sure, we can try it. and it turned out cool, and I'm really proud of that.
Oh, that face, proud father.
Yeah. It's nice, real nice.
I like a lot the stories. Your single Robin's High. So, yesterday you released the last single.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that was a cool song. Really satisfied with that one. It's a fast and intense song. Turned out cool. Yeah,
absolutely. Manigans will play big festivals this year, like Backing.
Yeah.
Out in the corner, Manigans Open Air, right?
Yes, and we also played Hellfest.
Oh my God, Hellfest. I need to travel to Europe soon. Next year.
Yeah.
How do you feel about these shows?
It's amazing. It's such an honor to play at these festivals. I mean, Wacken, it's holy ground for a rocker. And we have played there before, and to finally play Wacken Open Air was a big honor for us. The weather was fucking terrible, but who cares? I mean, there were thousands of heavy metal fans in front of the stage, and they were amazing. So, the whole experience was great, super great. And Hellfest as well. What a festival. Holy shit. That was, I mean, Wacken was rainy and muddy and terrible weather. Hellfest was super sunny, but it was too hot. It was like 40 degrees. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. But super cool festivals.
Wow. Amazing. And you deserve it after 3 decades.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. If one day Lennon plays in Canada, especially Ontario, what would you say to Canadian fans to make sure they don't miss the show?
But what would I say to the Canadian fans? Well, I would probably say that we have been to Canada once. We played in Calgary, but that was many years ago. And maybe people have forgotten or don't know. So I can lie a bit and say, first time in Canada, come and see us, people.
After the release on Ed's Wedding, what next for Many Arms?
After the release and after our own festival, we will have a bit of vacation. A couple of months off, and we probably need it after the festival. But next up is 4 really cool shows in South America.
We'll
play, in the beginning of December, we will play Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Mexico.
Wow, I know all that. You will like it.
Yeah.
Good weather, huh? Very good weather in December.
Cool, it is. Yeah, great. Because here in Sweden, it's often shitty weather, so we will gladly travel to South America.
Yeah.
That will be cool.
Absolutely. Finally, what message would you like to send to your fans and to the Rockum audience listening right now?
All right, people. Give our new album Ed Sören a spin. We have really enjoyed recording it and promoting it, so hopefully you like listening to it. And hope to see you on the roads in the near future. Cry out!